The Dangerous Hour by Marcia Muller. In memory of Sarah Ann Freed, dear friend and editor for 21 years. Friday, July 11th. I dropped the legal pad full of notes on my office desk, went to the high arching window that overlooks San Francisco Bay, and waved exuberantly at the pilot of a passing tugboat. He stared, probably thinking me demented, then waved back. The reason for my impulsive gesture was that I'd just come from a mid-afternoon meeting with my entire staff in our newly refurbished conference room. A let-the-phones-go-on-the-machine-everybody-must-attend gathering, during which we'd discussed McCone Investigation's present healthy state and bright future prospects. When the session broke up, the others were as high-spirited as I. During the past 2 years, our business had tripled. Last year, we'd taken over all the offices fronting on the north side second-story catwalk at Pier 24 and a half. My nephew, Mick Savage, now headed up our new computer forensics department and was about to hire another specialist in that area. His live-in love, Charlotte Keim, was overwhelmed with her financial investigations, locating hidden assets, tracing employees who had absconded with company funds, exposing other corporate wrongdoing. And I'd authorized her to begin interviewing for two assistants. Craig Moreland, a former FBI agent, was invaluable on governmental affairs, as well as a damn good man in the field. And my newest hire, Julia Raphael, had shaped up into a fine all-around operative. I didn't see any reason why either wouldn't eventually supervise his or her own department. Of course, my office manager, Ted Smalley, had yet to settle on an assistant who lived up to his exacting standards of efficiency.